To this day, I remember my mum's letters. It all started in December 1941. Every night she sat at the big table in the kitchen and wrote to my brother Johnny, who had been drafted that summer. We had not heard from him since the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. I didn't understand why my mum kept writing Johnny when he never wrote back. Wait and see. We'll get a letter from him one day, she claimed. I don't know if she said that to calm herself, Dad, or all of us down, but I do know that it helped us stick together. And one day, a letter really did arrive. Johnny was alive on an island in the Pacific. I had always been amused by the fact that Mum signed her letters, Cecilia Capuzzi, and I teased her about that. Why don't you just write Mum, I said. I hadn't been aware that she always thought of herself as Cecilia Capuzzi. Not as Mum. I began seeing her in a new light. This small, delicate woman, who even in high-heeled shoes, was barely 1.5 meters tall. She never wore makeup or jewellery, except for a wedding ring of gold. Her hair was fine, sleek and black, and always put up in a knot in the neck. She wouldn't hear of getting a haircut or a perm. Her small silver-rimmed pince-nez only left her nose when she went to bed. Whenever Mum had finished a letter, she gave it to Dad for him to post it. Then she put the water on to boil, and we sat down at the table and talked about the good old days when our Italian-American family had been a family of 10. Mum, Dad, and 8 children, 5 boys and 3 girls. It is hard to understand that they had all moved away from home to work, enroll in the army, or get married. All except me. Around next spring, Mum had got 2 more sons to write to. Every evening she wrote 3 different letters which she gave to me and Dad afterwards so we could add our greetings. Little by little, the rumour about Mum's letters spread. One day, a small woman knocked at our door. Her voice trembled as she asked, "Is it true you write letters?" "I write to my sons." "And you can read too?" whispered the woman. "Sure." The woman opened her bag and pulled out a pile of airmail letters. "Read. Please read them aloud to me." The letters were from the woman's son, who was a soldier in Europe, a red-haired boy who Mum remembered having seen sitting with his brothers on the stairs in front of our house. Mum read the letters one by one and translated them from English to Italian. The woman's eyes welled up with tears. "Now I have to write to him," she said. But how was she going to do it? "Make some coffee, Octavia," Mum yelled to me in the living room, while she took the woman with her into the kitchen and seated her at the table.